Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to the Pace Show on Shay Radio.
Yeehaw!
Today I'm here with different people. Exciting. I'm Anna.
I'm Lynn-Marie. And who do we have here? Some awesome guests. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Laura. I'm from Germany. We are here to visit our cousin.
Hi, I'm Johanna. I'm also from Germany. I'm also here for my cousin to visit her.
Who is your cousin?
Exciting. Famous cousin.
Yes. Very famous. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so we will do our last
episode
of our series, The Villains of the Bible. And we did already Tempted. It was the snake. And it's talking about how we can be tempted by different situations, like Adam and Eve were. And also we had, after that, listen, it was the Pharaoh. And then that God always has a plan, and he will get his way no matter what and no matter what happens. And then we had the influence one. It was Ahab and Jezebel. And that we need to choose our friends wisely so we can have people who will be good influence on us. And then last week we talked about Saul.
Two weeks ago.
Oh yeah, Easter holiday. I hope you guys had an awesome time. If you want to share how was your Easter holiday, you can send us a message in the number 577777. But yeah, 2 weeks ago we talked about Saul and redemption and how we can be redeemed by Jesus even if we have a bad past or something that we did. And today, the last one, the theme is deception, and we are talking about
the Antichrist.
Ooh. Okay. So, to start, we have a question for us.
Yes. When you think of a bad guy, what image comes to mind?
Well, do you girls want to share? What do you think?
I think it's someone who's not looking into the eyes, so maybe with the sunglasses and you cannot see what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Dark. Yeah.
Someone you are always a little bit scared when he's in your surrounding, mm-hmm. you don't feel safe.
Good. When I think of a bad guy, I think I would think like those, or villains in general, like when you think superheroes, you always have a bad guy. Yeah. That it's against them, and you have like the Joker, or you have like in DC, or you have in Marvel,
Thanos.
Yeah, Thanos and other bad guys, people that have want to conquer the world, but doing bad things. And what about you, Lemurie?
You basically said everything. No, it's always like when I have a picture in my mind of a bad guy, it's always someone wearing something dark, someone who's maybe having secrets, or like not just walking around on the streets.
Yeah.
You would see a person on the street and I wouldn't think, oh, he's a bad guy. That would have to be at night, and then
he's looking suspicious. Yeah. In an alleyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you know any bad guys in real life, like in history or just in general?
Well, I mean, as Germans, we have someone called Hitler. He was pretty bad. Yeah, but otherwise, do you have someone in mind?
I think I would say, like, some dictators that are around the world, even now, but also in the past history. Mm-hmm. Like, most of them, I won't say like everyone because I don't know the history of everyone, but most of them did not do good things for people in general, and I would consider them bad guys because, like, if you don't care about people that, like, and don't want to do good, you just want to have all the power for yourself.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter the way that you get the power, you're not a good person.
Yeah. It's always also interesting on like the perspective. How would you describe a bad guy? Like, for example, if we looked on how we would see a bad guy, my example, in the alleyway with a hood on, maybe the guy walking there is just walking around because he can't sleep.
Yeah.
So we have to be a bit careful about how we describe a bad guy. But anyways, there are some where you really can say this is bad for humanity, for example. This is bad for another thing. Yeah, but we're going to go deeper into that topic about deception and the bad guy of the Bible, the last big one that is described in Revelations. But first of all, we're going to listen to a song.
Yes, it's Run Devil Run by Crowder. Here you go.
Yes, we're back, we're alive, we're here, fresh. Right now we're having our series called The Villains, and we had 4 episodes of it already, and this one is our last one. Ooh. About the Antichrist. The topic is deception, and we just talked about some bad guys we maybe have in mind when we just talk about bad guys or villains in general. But we want to go much more deeper into it. But first of all, if you want us if you want to write us a message, you can do it. When you're on the Faroe Islands, we have a number. It is 577777. But if you are not here, or if you have social media, for example, Facebook or Instagram, you can write us also a message there. Pays for Islands, if you know us personally, also over our private accounts. We will be happy about it. You can say greetings to our German fellows.
And send a prayer request or a song request.
Yeah, prayer, song, whatever you like. We will be happy, and we will continue now.
Yes. So for the next question, so you can continue, it's, do you have any image in your head of what the Antichrist looks like?
I think it's super difficult.
Yes.
Like, Antichrist for me is a human, but I don't really know how I would describe him, because the Bible also has... Like, we're also going to talk about it later, but in the Bible, you have different descriptions of how he will be, like, characteristics. And as I said before, we always have someone in our mind when we say, oh, yeah, this is a bad guy. We always have some kind of scheme of who he would or she would look like. But in the end, I have no idea.
Maybe it's more a feeling for me. Yeah. I don't have a picture, but a feeling. So it's very, I don't know. You have, it's maybe not a person, but maybe a mixture. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like an animal, but also a person. Very dark, red, I don't know.
Yeah.
And also loud, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But not a real, I cannot describe it, right?
Yeah. I think... I would, like, I also don't have a description in my head. I'll say, oh, when I see the Antichrist, I would completely know this person is it. And, like, a lot of people have the conspiracy theories that, oh, that person was the Antichrist. Some people said that Hitler was the Antichrist. Mm. Some people said that Russian guy, like, I forgot his name.
Stalin.
Not Stalin, like, another guy, I forgot the name, but... They said he was the Antichrist, and like lots of people have the conspiracy theories that, oh, this person is the Antichrist and blah, blah, blah. Because there are characteristics in the Bible that you maybe can attribute to it, to someone. But I would say like that it's someone who is the opposite of Christ, like the name Antichrist. Like not Christ characteristics and just trying to bring all those... characteristics that are not from Jesus and bad characteristics to the world and like to people in general.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a text in the Bible in Revelation 13.
1-10. I'm going to read it out for you. The dragon stood on the shore of the sea, and I saw a beast coming out of the sea. It had 10 horns and 7 heads with 10 crowns on its horns and on each head of a blasphemous name. The beast I saw resembled a leopard, but had feet like those of a bear and a mouth like that of a lion. The dragon gave the beast his power and his throne and great authority. One of the heads of the beast seemed to have had a fatal wound, but the fatal wound had been healed. The whole world was filled with wonder and followed the beast. People worshipped the dragon because he had given authority to the beast, and they also worshipped the beast and asked, "Who is like the beast? Who can wage war against it?" The beast was given a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemies and to exercise its authority for 42 months. It opened its mouth to blaspheme God and to slander his name and his dwelling place and those who live in heaven. It was given power to wage war against God's holy people and to conquer them. It was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. All inhabitants of earth will worship the beast, all whose names have not been written in the Lamb's book of life, the Lamb who was slain from the creation of the world. Whoever has ears, let them hear. If anyone is to go into captivity they will go. If anyone is to be killed with the sword they will be killed. This calls for patient endurance and faithfulness on the part of God's people.
Wow. I think this is a really hard picture to imagine, like a beast with... Like 10 head, no, 10 horns, 7 heads, yeah. 10 crown in each horn. And then, like, it looks like a leopard and have feet of a bear and mouth of a lion.
Very complicated.
Like, it's also a dragon. So it's, I think it's a very complicated image you imagine. Yeah. But
I mean, I'm a big fantasy fan, and you know those movies, Narnia and Hobbit, Lord of the Rings, whatever it is. You always have those creatures that are kind of weird. But this is another kind of special.
Special creature. Yeah. And it's interesting because, like, it has a description of a creature. It's not saying that it's the Antichrist specifically, but it still is saying that it's a creature that's going to like make a lot of people be in awe and like follow it because of its words and its like the way it has authority. Like, yeah, and like it's interesting because here it's talking about a dragon that has authority over the beast. So maybe the dragon is the Antichrist. And the Antichrist is the one who has authority over the beast, who's making people be like, wow.
And the beast is like his
pet. It's a weird thing to say, but like, yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely interesting.
Like a weapon.
Yeah. But also, in the end, it's nice that the Bible is so clearly about who will be saved, who will... like what will happen, even though everything's unknown. At the same time, you can be sure that you are safe because it says, all whose names have not been written in the Lamb's Book of Life, the Lamb who was slain from the creation of the world. So if our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life,
yeah. Saved. And also what I really like about this passage is that in the end, the last thing that it says is this calls for patience, endurance, and faithfulness on the part of God's people.
Mm.
So, like, it's a lot of bad things happening, but if we have, like, a patient endurance and we have faithfulness on God, we will be saved still, even with all the chaos happening.
Mm.
So that's really good to be reminded.
Yes, we are in this book and he is holding us. Yeah. Not just we are holding him, but he's also holding us.
Yeah,
definitely.
Well, we can have the hope that he will look for us so we are safe, even if the people are against all of us. That's good to know always.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. And before we go to our next question, we have a song. It's called Made to Love by Toby Mac. And while the song's plays, if you want to send us a message, you'll be welcomed and we can interact with you after the song. And yeah, hope you enjoy.
The dream is fading, now I'm staring at the door. I know it's over cause my feet have hit the cold floor. Check my reflection, I ain't feeling what I see. It's no mystery. Whatever happened to a passion I could live for? What became of the flame that made me feel more? And when did I forget that I was made to love you? I was made to find you. I was made just for you. Made to adore you. I was made to love and be loved by you. You were here before me. You were waiting on me. And you said you'd keep me. Never would you leave me. I was made to love and be loved by you. The dream's alive with my eyes open wide. Back in the ring, you got me swinging for the grand prize. I feel the haters spitting vapors on my dreams, but I still believe. I'm reaching out, reaching up, reaching over. I feel a breeze cover me called Jehovah. And daddy, I'm on my way, cause I was made to love.
na 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 na. Anything I would give up for you. Na 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 na. Everything I give it all away. Na na na.
Hello, welcome back to the Pace Show. Our number is not working, so if you sent a message, we can see it. But you can send it on our private social media or on Pace Fair Island social media. Yeah, so let's continue to our topic of today, deception and the Antichrist. I have a few things to add to what we talked the last questions, but... Like, the first thing that I said, that maybe someone who's the opposite of Christ. It's actually not the opposite of Christ, but it's a copy of Christ. So he wants to be better than Jesus. And, like, it's actually a spirit that has been around for since Jesus, like, the times of Jesus was here. And will take its fullness when it's the due time. And... In John, 1 John 2:18, he says, "Dear children, this is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come. This is how we know it is the last hour." Yeah, so we can continue now with our next question, that it's about it.
Yeah, we just talked about Revelation 13, 1 to 10. And it was all about the big beast and the dragon and like this creature we hardly can imagine. But what if the Antichrist was just a normal person like we are?
Yeah, and in Revelation 13, after like 11 to 17, it continues saying that John, who wrote Revelation, saw a second beast coming out of the earth, and it had two horns like a lamb, but it spoke like a dragon. So it's a dragon after all.
Mm-hmm.
Speaks like a dragon, and it exercised all the authority of the first beast on its behalf and made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beasts. And also, like I just said, that it's like trying to be like Jesus or better. It says that it performed great signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth in full view of the people. Because of the signs it was giving, it given power to perform on behalf of the first beast, it deceived the inhabitants of the earth. And yeah, that's crazy. Then there's a lot of other things that happens, but if you want to know more, it's in Revelation 13, 11 to 17.
Mm-hmm. And it was, yeah, I don't know. It's just crazy to imagine, for me at least, that, I mean, there were so many people who already made, like, who guessed, oh, is it Hitler? Is it this Russian guy? Is it, maybe, I don't want to take on any conspiracy theories here, but I think all of us have heard at least one conspiracy theory about this topic, and in the end, we will just know when it's happening.
Yeah.
It's basically too late, but that's how it will go, and that's the plan. But I also want to say that this is not to, like, turn us down or
bring fear.
Bring fear. It's more to let us know that this will happen, but we can be encouraged in Christ. And we also have an example. We throughout the series, we had a lot of examples with Star Wars, so I'm just going to continue with Star Wars. Some who've watched Star Wars maybe know Darth Sidious, also known as Chancellor Palpatine. And we already talked about Anakin Skywalker. He was this young boy and he was taken in by the Jedi to be trained. And then the prophecy said that he will be one of the greatest Jedi of all time, or more like a person who will have great power in the future. Mm. But it wasn't said if it is good or bad power. And then he was friends with this Chancellor Palpatine, and all knew him, and everyone thought, oh, he's a good guy, he wants the best for the Empire. But in real life, this Chancellor was the bad guy, Darth Sidious, who worked like behind the back of everyone and had his apprentice, Darth Maul, and they were fighting against the Jedi. But no one knew until the end, when he revealed himself to Anakin and also to the others. But it was too late at that point. And I think that's also kind of how the Antichrist can look. Like, not look as in you look at the person, but as in how he acts. So,
yeah.
I think in the Bible it's said that he will have a high position, the Antichrist. Mm-hmm. And then in the beginning, as you already said, he wants to be better than Jesus, so people must like him.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he wouldn't have that much power, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But have you maybe experienced, like in real life, someone playing a false game or someone going behind one's back, as in the Darth Sidious Palpatine story?
I can start. I don't know if the others have, but I have. I think it's very sad when things like that happen, or when you trust someone and you think they're trustworthy of like a friendship or something, and then they just come and stab you in the back in a way. And maybe more than me, maybe other people also have experiences like that, where you had a friend and you considered them a really good friend, and then it came to a point where they were just really false with you, like they did not act honest with you, and maybe talked behind your back or did actions like that were not condescent with like the way they were with you, so they were another person behind your back. And that's really sad, and it happened to me. And I think when the person is revealed, it just comes with a bitter sentiment. Just like, really, I gave you my trust and everything, and you just threw it down a hole. Mm-hmm. So I did have an experience in real life.
Yeah, I don't know if I really had like an experience like that, but I think it starts with the simple things, mm-hmm. as in gossiping about each other or anything like that. And I have to admit that I myself can also see myself there, like gossiping about people where I would say I consider them my friends. So why am I doing it?
Yeah.
And this is something where we can also be very careful, or should be very careful, in how do we talk about each other directly, but also like to other people about someone. Yeah,
so we can continue with our next song, and then we will talk more about what Jesus says about what we are talking about, in a way. So Let's play the next song. It's called Peace by Hyosung Young and Free.
Welcome back, lovely people. We are here with the Bass Show, and I just heard myself on the radio. That was really awkward. Well, today we are on our last episode of our series called The Villains. We are talking about deception, and our bad guy of today is the Antichrist. And yeah, we just talked about the Antichrist, how we can imagine it, how the Bible says we can imagine it, but also how some characteristics are maybe, and what we experienced in real life, not with the Antichrist because we don't know who it is, but like experiencing people playing a false game, because the Antichrist probably will do. But yeah, we have a next question for us, and it is, what does Jesus say about false prophets? And I think we just don't go into guessing. We can just read the Bible because that's our source.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a part in Matthew 7. I will just read it for you. It's the verse 15 till 20. It's, watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. It's a very strong text. And like, there are other parts of the Bible that also talk about false prophets. And I also have here a passage in Jeremiah 23. this is God talking to Jeremiah and saying to the people. And he says, I did not send these prophets, yet they have run with their message. I did not speak to them, yet they have prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel, they would have proclaimed my words to my people and would have returned them from their evil ways and from their evil deeds. I am only a God nearby, declares the Lord. Am I only a God nearby, declares the Lord. Am not a God far away, who can hide in secret places so that I cannot see them, declares the Lord. Do not I feel heaven and earth, declares the Lord. And I have heard what the prophets say who prophesy lies in my name. And then, like, he says how the prophets prophesy, like, saying I had a dream and talking about the dreams and, like, visions and all. And, like, God know that they're not telling the truth because he did not send those people to come and say. And it's very interesting that, because then we can ask ourselves, how can we know that someone's not telling the truth? Like, if someone's being false prophetic towards us.
Mm. I think you... Like, there are a lot of people who might say, I had a vision, I had a dream, this is from God. And this can also happen to us, that we have maybe a dream and we think it's from God, but we don't, like, sometimes we know for sure, this is really from God, he showed me, but sometimes it was just a dream. But to be sure, why don't we just look into God's word?
Yeah.
Like, we have the Bible, we have a book with lots of books and we know, like, us as Christians, we want to grow closer to God. That is by reading the Bible, by praying to him, by getting to know him. Our goal is to, like, not to be Jesus, because you cannot be him, but to
Try to be like him.
Yeah, try to be like him, yeah.
Yes.
And if when you're on the journey to try to be like him, you get to know him. You get to know how he works, how he worked in the past, how he works now, like until now. And in the Bible, there are so many stories. We have the Ten Commandments. We have the New Covenant, all that. And I think these are great criteria to kind of judge someone, not someone, but what they say.
And one thing that I was talking these days, or yesterday, with the rest of the PACE team, we were talking about wisdom. And when people from the church or people in general come to you with an advice or with wisdom in general to help you with something, how can you be sure that this wisdom is coming from God and not from a human point of view? And we were talking about that, and we got to the point of, like, if we get an advice of, like, wisdom something or a prophetic word for us or anything, a word that from God to us that someone else is saying, we always like most of the time, I would say we need to get that word and not just get that and say, yeah, that's the truth. I will get this for myself and now I'll follow it blindly. But just first analyze it if it makes sense with the word of God and pray about it and just like ask God, is this really what you're trying to say to me? Or is it something that, yeah, someone just came up with? Or
and I think just compare it with your life.
Yeah.
Like, does it fit into the situation you're in or in the season you're in or you're facing right now?
Yeah. And it's interesting this about false prophecy because the Antichrist will be a false prophet. He's coming to be like Jesus, but he's speaking something that it's against God, like trying to get people to the wrong path.
Yeah, and I also found two more passages. The first one is in 1 John 4, verse 1, where the Bible warns us, and it says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." And it's, as we already talked about, Antichrists, the Antichrist is not an atheist.
Yeah.
He will not like wage a war against Jesus, but they will, not they, it's one. But it's probably an individual who will preach kind of a gospel that is not...
The wrong gospel.
The wrong gospel, yeah. It's a different one. And in 2 Corinthians 11, it talks about it also, where it says, "For if someone comes to you and preaches a Jesus other than the Jesus we preached, or if you receive a different spirit from the one you received, or a different gospel from the one you accepted, you put up with it easily enough." And then it goes on, and then it says, "For such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen, masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. Is it not surprising, then, if its servants masquerade as servants of righteousness?"
Yeah. Well, so, yeah, we can really, like, be sure. It will be someone that looks like Jesus, or tries to talk like Jesus, tries, like, we read that he will do, like, wonders and miracles and signs, and, like, you may think, oh, wow, this is a person of God, but in reality, like we read here, it's just a wolf trying to hide as a sheep.
I think it's nice that we have so many different views on the life of Jesus. We have this four big, so we can really see how he lived on the earth and how he's acting. And I think it's the most important thing that we know Jesus.
Yeah.
So we don't have to know all the bad stuff, but we always compare it to Jesus if it fits. And I think that's like the leading map we can use.
Yeah,
definitely.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Should we continue with our next song? So for our next song now, we have "How Great Thou Art" by Matt Redman, Chris Tomlin.
How great thou art, out of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart?
Then shall I bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Until that day
Hello, welcome back to Shay Radio, Pay Show. Yeah, we are on our last episode of the series The Villains, and the theme for today was the Antichrist. If you are joining us now and you want to know more, you can listen to it later on Spotify or Apple Music or
Google Podcast.
Google Podcast. You just search Pay Show F-O and you will find it. Yeah, so let's go to our next question.
It's our last one, and we talked about false prophecy and, yeah, that we have to test, in a way, if someone is telling the truth or not. But it's also really connected on how we live our relationship with Jesus. So my last question is, do we avoid being led away from Jesus?
Yeah. Well, I think it's a battle for everyday life to continue our walk and journey with Jesus, because every day we have maybe temptations and different things like that would look easier for us than following Jesus. And a lot of people say, oh, it's very easy to follow Jesus. Yeah, I wouldn't say that, but it's very worthy.
I think there's a difference in believing that there is a Jesus and really following him as in a disciple.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the first step that we need to have is to accept Jesus in our life. And it's not something that if you haven't accepted Jesus in your life, at the end we can also pray and you can pray with us. But it's a big step to start this life with and this walk with Jesus. And after we start our walk with Jesus, we need to avoid being led away. And we can do that by spend time to get to know him, because it's a relationship after all.
And this relationship is like with a friend,
yeah.
Or as we are having a relationship, we're just talking right now. But this is also a talk where we get to know Jesus a bit more, or God, or And the most important thing is like to get to know him, spend time to get to know him. Some only read the Bible, and then they read a page or a chapter a day. That's it. I think it's also nice. Of course, it's nice to read the Bible, to get to know him, but if you really study the Bible, is a lot more than just reading it.
Yeah.
And maybe you, do you have like a, I don't know, a way to read your Bible or to do your, to devotion. Create your time with God? Yeah.
Yeah.
So me, I'm a bit like logically reading, and it helps me to have different colors. So I know what he's saying, what is evil, what is good. So I can see it in my Bible, and it helps me. But also to ask, to ask him, is this what you want me to do, or is it just my will? I think that's also praying a lot.
Yeah, I think I really like to. I think when we spend the time reading the Bible, it's very good, like you said. But also having a prayer life, it's very important. And just not only like the prayers that we do normally. Yeah, Jesus, thank you for the food. Thank you for the weather. Thank you for the day. That's very important to thank him for everything he does for us. But also just like prayers where you open up your heart and you are very sincere with God and like with the depth of your heart and the things that you feel. And just like to talk with your best friend or with your father or with a figure that it's like very important to you. Just be open and just talk about your worries and about the good and the bad things. Because one thing that I always remind myself is I know that he knows everything. I know that he knows my heart and he knows my mind. But he wants me to talk to him. Like, I wouldn't say, oh, Limer is my friend if I don't talk to her, if I don't open my heart to her, and if I don't walk with her. So, yeah, I think prayer is very important. And praying is not, like, some people think praying you need to be like something big. Oh, Lord, my God. And you can do a prayer like that, but praying is talking to God. You can just say, yeah, God, hey, I'm here again. Here I am again. And just open your heart to him.
Yeah, and maybe have the time you talk to God and have time to hear.
Yeah.
It's, for me, it's very difficult to do it, but just say, yeah, I'm here and I want to listen to you. And there is silence for the outside, but for the inside you have time to listen to him.
Yeah, that's very, very nice.
Yeah, and so important. I myself, like my quiet time, I my mind is just spinning all the time. And that's why I'm not taking my quiet time as often as I maybe should. But when I do it, it's so good. And I don't know how it's happening or how is it working with my mind that when I take my quiet time, it's not really quiet, but at the same time, I know that I'm in the presence of God, like purposefully. So also encouragement for you to take the time, because we always say, oh yeah, let's do it later. Right now I'm doing this and that, and then I'm on Instagram, and then I'm on TikTok, and then I'm on Netflix, and then you're tired.
Maybe imagine God is waiting for us all the time and he wants to talk to us, speak to us, and we are like, oh, I have to do so much, but he's ready all the time. We are listening, he speaks.
I think it's really important to have him, to be with him all the time, not just praying during my own devotion in the morning or in the evening. Just if you are at work with friends, or then you have a minute where you think you can also pray when something is happening, or you are thankful for something, that you put the prayers during, you have prayers during the whole daily life, not just for the evening or the morning, that he's with you all the time.
It's very nice. And in the topic that we were talking about, like, one thing that it's important is to judge every teaching that we hear by the word of God. And we talked a bit about that already, about false prophecies and how can we be sure. But also, when we talk about preachings, when we talk about advice from friends, from church, And in general, like, even other advice from people that are not Christian, that sometimes some people take it because they are your friend. Just, you could make it kind of like think that God or Jesus is a filter. Mm-hmm. And everything that you hear needs to pass through this filter to say that it's something that you should follow or not. You should agree on or take it to yourself or not.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah. So we will finish up today in prayer and then we will play our last song. But yeah. Thank you, Jesus, for this time. Thank you for the opportunity that we have here to be talking about your word, to be talking about the Bible and about you, Jesus. And I just pray that in this moment, first, if there is someone that do not know you, Jesus, or wants to know you, Jesus, I just pray that you can speak to their hearts. And if you don't have Jesus in your heart, I would like you to pray with me and just say that, Jesus, I want you to be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for dying for me on the cross and resurrecting on the third day and saving me, saving my soul. And this moment on, I want you to be the center of my life. In your name, Jesus. But I also want to ask now, Jesus, that you can give us the wisdom, give us the courage to go against things that you say that are not the right word that was spoken upon us. And that also you can help us now with your Holy Spirit to go through our minds and find the things that people talked about us and that maybe we accepted it without just thinking, but that we can now be reminded of those things. And if there's something that doesn't come from you, Jesus, that you can show us. And I just pray that those things can come out of our minds, Jesus, and you can replace them, replace all the lies with your truth, Jesus. I pray that you can bless the rest of our day and bless this amazing afternoon and night. Yeah, just take us home safe. In your name I pray, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, so we have now our last song. Thank you everyone for listening and joining us today. If you didn't listen to the rest of the series and you are interested, you can, as I said, go on Spotify or Apple Music or Google Podcast and find the Pace Show, Life on Mission FO. Yeah. So for our last song, we have
Up by Forrest Frank.
Ooh. Yeah. See you next time. Or
yeah. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Have a nice one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. This all God, this ain't no love. Yeah. I used to be stuck in that mud. Whoa. Yeah, I was down, but now I'm up. I was down, but now I'm up. All God, this ain't no love. Yeah, I used to be stuck in that mud. Yeah, yeah, I was down, but now I'm up. Hey. I was down, but now I'm up like my name Lazarus. No Satan gon' be mad at this. I had to ask my dad if it's okay to swing my bat at this. He said, boy, if I picture this out of the park, moving so quick, it's like they stuck in park. They see the numbers, but I see the heart. 10,000 hours you spent in the dark, putting in good work, even though you didn't even know that it would work. Talking about a man who grew up in woodwork, do it for the love of it, that's the way it should work. Yeah, yeah. I know some people gon' look at me crazy, and I'm like, for what? Man, I was stuck. I was down, but now I'm up. This all God, this ain't no love. To be stuck in that mud. Yeah, yeah, I was down, but now I'm up. I was down, but now I'm down. Now I'm up like a seesaw. When I'm on a beat like an old man's lawn, better keep off. From the ground to the treetops, got clouds on my feet like Jack and the Beast. I jumped off quick, went straight in a free fall. Cowboy hat and a mic singing yeehaw. Landed on my feet like a feline. Put them back in the seat like a recline. Ayy, what you mean I'm not worthy? Did it with a purpose, didn't need a permit. From the bottom and I brought it to the surface. Mind your business now, who I worship. Who the little
little guy making big, big, big moves. Tick tock, turn it to a tick, 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 boom. Yeah, I talk a lot of stuff. Probably thought it was a bluff. Till I went and turned it where?
I was down, but now I'm up. Let's go. Yeah.